Hello, and welcome to Working Together with Kelly Elkins. I'm your host, Kelly Elkins, your Chief Operating Officer for Maine Health. In this new podcast series, I will be joined each episode by guests who are participating on teams focused on how we can further support and enhance how we work together across Maine Health so that we can achieve our vision of working together so our communities are the healthiest in America. In particular, we will highlight work we are doing in further development of our operating model for Maine Health and how we are creating structure and processes that make it easier for you to do your work. Today's episode is titled, Every Vote Counts. Voters in 46 states will choose 6,279 state legislators and 36 governors on November 8th, as well as decide 117 statewide ballot measures. Without a presidential contest, the elections of 2022 put states front and center, and Maine and New Hampshire are no exception in this election cycle. Exercising your right to vote is critically important in every election, but we know that the daily pressures of work and life, finding the time and ways to place your vote can sometimes be a challenge. In today's episode, we're going to discuss how we as Maine Health are supporting our care team members participating in the election process this year and sharing with you some important information that you need to know about the topics that will be important in the election and how you can make every vote count. To join me in this conversation today is my guest, Katie Fulham Harris, Chief Government Affairs Officer for Maine Health. Katie, thank you for joining me today to talk about this extremely important topic.
Kelly, thank you so much. We're really excited. The whole team is excited to have government affairs represented here. So thank you.
Excellent. Well, Katie, as we think about the elections this year in Maine and New Hampshire, is there anything new that our care team members should be aware of in either state that we provide care in?
Well, thank you for that question, Kelly. I think there is not anything new other than some very big races, gubernatorial races and congressional races in both Maine and New Hampshire, as well as a big Senate race in New Hampshire. But I also think it's important to remind people that all of our local legislators in both states are up for re-election. That's 424 legislators in New Hampshire and 181 in Maine.
Wow.
So very important. And I would also add that in Portland, particularly, we have a number of ballot measures that are on the ballot this time, uniquely on the ballot, and will have an important impact on the city of Portland should any of them pass. Some people wonder why we care about that, and we care about that because we have a lot of care team members who live and work in Portland, as well as the fact that we are a health system that tries to standardize the benefits that we provide across our system and the way that we deliver care. And when you have local municipalities passing laws or legislation that impact us in that municipality, it creates some challenges for us.
Sure. So, Katie, specific to the Portland ballot measures, are there a couple you want to highlight that are of particular importance to us as Maine Health and that our care team should be aware of?
Yes, there are a couple. One would be the minimum wage ballot measure, which would increase the minimum wage again, as well as reducing the tipped credit for individuals who are paid but through tips. Oh. And the other is the Charter Commission. There are 8 questions that would change the charter for the city of Portland, which is essentially the constitution for the city of Portland. And they would have substantial impact on the workings of Portland and the government that governs Portland.
So to your point, not just the state elections, but even the local elections this cycle are just extremely important.
Absolutely.
Katie, I know every year as Maine Health, we develop a core list of priorities for Maine Health that we want to advocate for with both of our state and federal legislatures. Could you share what our top priorities are for this year?
Absolutely. Thank you, Kelly. We're actually finalizing our agenda for the coming session, but I can assure you that there are some key things that will be part of that list. Behavioral health is probably the very top issue. We continue to be in a behavioral health crisis in the state, and we will be supporting legislation to create a continuum of services that meets the needs of the people of Maine. In addition, long-term care is now in crisis as well. We have many patients who are backed up who need long-term care, and they're stuck in inpatient beds. Workplace violence, which I am very eager to see addressed in the legislature. And of course, always financial sustainability, key priority for us. We'll also be continuing to support a continuum of care for individuals who need reproductive health care and gender services.
Great. And what will be the process for our care team to learn more deeply about our position and what we're advocating for when the priorities get finalized?
Great question. We actually have a word from government affairs that we send out every 2 weeks during the legislative session. And we will start by providing that word from government affairs for our care team members to alert them to our priorities. And then we will be sending it out every 2 weeks to keep them updated on all of the workings. We also have a website or a web page on the website that is a really good source of all of our testimony goes there, as well as other documents that support our work.
That's awesome. So let's talk a little bit about how our care team members can either register to vote and or vote in the upcoming election.
Such an important question. First, I want to start by saying how proud I am of our care team that just registered 31 new people to vote and 45 absentee ballot registrations were processed in 5 hospitals that they worked in over the last couple of weeks. So we're very eager to ensure that people exercise their right to vote. In addition to that, you have to go to your local town office to register to vote, or some of the towns have online registration where you can download a form and send it in along with the forms of identification that are required. So that is the way to register to vote. It's through your local municipality. The absentee ballots are all through the Secretaries of State's offices in Maine and New Hampshire, and you can go online. I actually did it this morning myself. Very simple process in Maine, a little less simple in New Hampshire, but you can go on and request absentee ballots through the Secretary of State's offices. And I encourage people to use, in both states, to the extent that you can legally do so, to use that form of voting, because it ensures that nothing gets in the way on the day of.
Yeah, it's so important, right? Because I know even myself in past years, and obviously I've lived in other states, and during elections, you know, you think I'm going to vote on election day, but you never know what's going to happen with your schedule or traffic or weather, and leaving it to chance to not be able to voice. And as we've seen in a lot of elections recently, every single vote matters and can make a big difference in terms of the outcome.
Every vote counts, and particularly in our small states, where I actually can't tell you the number of times that elections have gone to recount, but it is significant. I can't remember an election where we didn't have at least a couple of recounts. Elections are won by 3 to 5 votes sometimes. Every vote counts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Katie, let's talk a little bit about how you see and connect the action of voting in the fall election. How is that linked to our vision of working together so our communities are the healthiest in America?
I'm so glad you asked that question, Kelly, because I see them so integrally linked together. Democracy is about working together, fundamentally, and our elected officials have such an important role to play in helping us meet our vision of working together so our communities are the healthiest in America. It's also important from a values perspective: ownership, integrity, respect, ownership over our democracy and our representative government, integrity over the results of the elections, and respect for one another when those results are not what we want them to be. Absolutely key. And I would also say some really specific examples of how our elected officials impact our vision. Workplace violence would be an absolutely perfect one in which we worked collaboratively with the Maine Hospital Association and Northern Light Healthcare to educate legislators last year about the problem of workplace violence, to get a law passed that is now a task force that's law enforcement, the judicial system, hospitals, and legislators that's looking at ways to better protect our care team members from assault. And we're going to see the recommendations next week, which I'm very eager to see because I believe that we're going to be seeing some changes to the law that will better protect our care team members. Another would be behavioral health, where last session we were really in crisis around patients boarding and our EDs in particular. We worked collaboratively with our friends in the behavioral health community and educated legislators and the governor about the importance of this issue and the fact that our colleagues were not able to continue to provide services in the community because they couldn't afford to do so. We got $20 million allocated to stabilize the system, and it really did make a significant difference. Those funds did not support Maine Health. Those funds supported our patients and our colleagues in the community, and it was really working together to ensure that people had the right place to go and our system was stabilized. We have a long way to go in that regard, but it was just a good example of the working together, I think, related to our vision.
Absolutely. I mean, those are very powerful examples. And I wonder, Katie, you know, clearly you and your small but mighty team, you're our voices and faces, of course, with our legislators and elected officials. But how can our care team members get engaged in our advocacy efforts outside of voting?
That is such a nice question. Thank you for asking that. There are many avenues in which they can get engaged, and it doesn't have to be healthcare related. So you can always get engaged through your local parties in your towns. Nearly every town has a party, if you belong to a party. You can get engaged through Maine Health by contacting me or Sarah Calder, and we will work with you. We have a whole set of advocacy committees and individuals we work with to ensure that our voices are heard with our local representatives on issues that are important to Maine Health. In addition, if you have another specific passion, there are lots of trade associations and nonprofit organizations that are always looking for people to help in their efforts in contacting legislators. So there are many ways, many avenues to use. And I would add that I'm always a resource to help people achieve their goal of getting involved.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think something that we want to make sure that everyone is aware of, that it's not just the role of the advocacy team, but there's plenty of opportunity to join in and get connected. And as you mentioned, I know we have a lot of passionate care team members and really want to be able to help them put that passion to work and use.
Absolutely. And in fact, one of the things that we do on my team is you don't have to represent Maine Health to testify on a bill. Mm-hmm. And so we have people who may testify in a position that we don't agree with as a health system, but we will help them achieve that goal of being an effective advocate for their position. So we really do encourage people to get involved in their elected work.
So last question, Katie. We, of course, have positions and priorities that we want to focus on. It's not really our role as Maine Health to take sides necessarily, right? Or align allegiance to a particular party. Maybe talk a little bit about that and how we work with everyone, regardless of party line in this work.
You know, Kelly, I'm so glad you asked that question because there's often a misunderstanding related to some of the work that we do in which one party may be advocating the side that we're taking a position on. So it appears that we're supporting the party and not the position. Mm-hmm. We are a nonpartisan organization. We, in fact, we're required to, by law, be a nonpartisan organization. We do not support candidates. We do sometimes take positions on referendum questions because we are allowed to do so. And if those referendum questions are important to us as a healthcare system, it is really important for people to recognize we work with whomever is in power. That is our goal. It's to advocate and educate those who are in power, not to ensure that a certain entity or person gets into power. And I'm really proud of the work that we've done in a bipartisan way, including having all of our gubernatorial candidates be part of Andy's Open Door. We feel very strongly that it is not our job to make people's decisions for them, but to help them understand the importance of being a participant in their own decisions.
Perfect. Katie, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of Working Together with Kelly Elkins. We are so appreciative of everything you and your team are doing to raise awareness of our advocacy priorities and create forums for our care team members to exercise their right and privilege to vote. So thank you so much for spending a little bit of time this morning talking about this topic.
Thank you so much, Kelly. We really appreciate it. Happy to talk about this topic or anything related to advocacy at any point in time. And just a note to those who are listening, regardless of what side of the aisle you sit on, and most of you actually sit in the middle of the aisle, this election matters. Your vote matters. And please exercise your privilege to vote.
Amen. So if you have ideas for topics for future podcasts, please email those to workingtogether@mainhealth.org. Thank you and have a blessed day.